God's word for our consideration, for our strength, for our nourishment, for our guidance, is from the gospel lesson, the gospel according to St. Luke. And in this text, Jesus says, watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. So, a question. As you think about your life, I want you to think about this question. What makes you rich? Or how do you see a rich life? Some people are going to say, oh, let's see. All the money I've got in my IRAs, my retirement funds, everything else that I've got in monetary. Somebody else will say, well, it's all my goods that I have in my house. The ones that I've got earmarked for my kids when I die, that they may have it and may be blessed with it. Maybe that's what makes you rich. Or maybe you were like me. When we went on a recent trip to Alaska, and we got the itinerary, and we started looking at the flights, where we would go and when, we saw the return flight. And the return flight had seat 4 and A and B. I said, Ken, he says, that's first class. That's sitting up front of the airplane. Oh my goodness, that's good. Don't say anything to anybody. They'll change it when we get to the gate. We don't want to say anything to anybody. And there, lo and behold, we sat in 4A and 4B, first class. And the flight attendant came up and said, what? Is there anything you want? We became speechless. We said, Karen said tea with, I think, lemon in it. And I just said water. And my son Paul said, didn't you order any drinks? I said, I had to drive home. But I was sitting there thinking, what is it with first class? I mean, yeah, you're separated from the masses, and you've got an abundance of room I can stretch out my legs. But what is it? It's a fascination. But some people really get into that. You know, you sit at an airport, and you watch these people who are in first class, and they really inch themselves up to the gates, you know, waiting for the flight attendant to call out their arrogant. Maybe that's what you have for wealth. But you see, we have a worldly standard. The worldly standard has the upper class, the middle class, and yes, the lower class. You know, nobody really talks politically of the lower class. They all want to make life better for the middle class. Is that what it is to be rich? Or is it to be rich in living in such a lavish, big home? Recently, we were in Duluth, and we drove up the North Shore. And if you're in Duluth and you ride or drive along London Road, you see all the big homes of the rich lumber barons of the 1920s and earlier, where they built these huge homes. And if you've ever been in Glen Sheen, it's a house, a mansion that the University of Minnesota has. But a woman named Condon was murdered there way back. So they make this house a lavish place to visit. And you walk through and you see what the rich own. Is that what it means to be rich? Is to have this huge house? Or is it to be rich driving this huge boat on the lake that is just big and humongous, like a big yacht? That's what the world says needs to be wealthy. That you need to live a rich and full life, full of all these things. But you know, there's a cliche. It's been made into a bumper sticker that says, you know, even the person with the most toys dies. And I want you to realize this, that if we do like the world says and make ourselves rich with all of this stuff, we can't take it with us when we die. We can't take it with us when we are put into the ground. I want you to think about that. I want you to think what really, really makes us rich. And it's not all the possessions of the world. It's not all the money markets that one can amass. It's not all of the rich retirement that one has. It's only found in Jesus Christ. It's only found in Jesus Christ and Him alone. That's what makes us rich. That's what makes us really feel like we're living a rich life. Because that rich life was given to us through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. That rich life was given to us when Jesus was betrayed by one of His own. That rich life was given to us when Jesus Christ was denied by Peter. That rich life was given to us when Jesus was hanging on the cross in the middle of the two thieves, with one thief saying, "Jesus, remember me in your kingdom." And Jesus said to that thief, "Today you will be with me in paradise." That's what brings us the rich life. And that rich life is given to us by faith in Jesus and knowing that He will take care of us. I often use Gary as an illustration, Gary Tease from Mapleton, Iowa. Gary is a layman, but he talks and he walks that missionary life and he shares Jesus with everyone that he can come in contact with. Because Gary knows who his Lord and Savior is. And Gary knows that we can amass all the riches in the world, but do not have faith in Jesus, that we're lost, we're condemned. As the Apostle Paul says, "For the wages of sin is death." So he knows, and he shares with people the burial plot that we have and placed in is our resurrection spot. Is where we are put to await the last day when Jesus will arise, everyone, and everyone who believes in Him will have eternal life. He gives us forgiveness of sins now so that we may know and continue to know what our life is all about. As you think about your life, I want you to think about those riches that God gave you, the blessings that He has given to you. And one of my congregations that have served, St. Matthew of Mapleton, they were coming upon a year of God's blessings of 100 years. And they formed a committee. And Bonnie was part of this committee. Actually, she was the head of the committee. And I knew how creative this woman was. She was very creative. And sharing the blessings of God. And she says, "You know, one thing we need to do? We need to have a blessing tree. We need to take this tree," whatever tree it was, I can't remember, "but we set it on a table." And she said, "We're going to have everyone write their blessings down and put it on this tree. Then every Sunday, Pastor, you're going to pray for these blessings." I thought it was a wonderful idea. And it brought the congregation together to know about the blessings of God
and they would put that blessing on that tree. So it showed forth to other people, and it was right in the middle of the aisle. So you had to walk around it, going up to communion. And it was interesting how many people put those blessings on that tree of what God has blessed them with. And you would see a number of sheets, little pieces of paper that said forgiveness of sins. And then you would see faith, and you would see hope, and you would see joy, and you would see Christ dying for us. And you would see, yes, you would see the little ones that the kids would put on there, my dog, my cat, but most of them were those forgiveness. Amazing. That's what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. And that's how we live the rich life. We share those blessings that God has given us because we are a great blessing to other people. God has created us. Oh, yes, he took the sperm and the egg and united it out of a woman's womb, and out came a person, a child. But he has blessed each one of us with gifts in order to share that good news. As we live that rich life of Christ in us, the Apostle Paul said in the epistle, seek God that is above us. Seek him. He will use each one of us to share God's grace, and God's glory, and God's word, and God's forgiveness to strengthen and to uplift each and every one of us. So as you think about your life, you are rich. You are rich in the abundance of God's forgiving love in Jesus Christ. And that can't be taken away from you. All the other riches that we have will be gone. Cars can rust out. Cars and trucks and RVs and all of those things can rust out. Money can be burned up. Houses can be burned in, like the explosion earlier this week in the cities. Devastating. That can be all blown up. But the faith that you have in Jesus and the richness you have in his forgiving love can never be blown up and destroyed. Because it was given to you in the dying and rising of Jesus Christ from the dead. In Christ only, Amen.